Blog Talk Radio.
See, lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things and messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, oh, that.
Good evening, good evening. I see, is it Tawana, Sister Tawana?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome, Auntie Betty. I hear Auntie Carrie with that baby.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right, we have Deacon Lowe. Good evening. Good. And we have Mother May.
Okay. I didn't know Auntie Betty say nothing.
And now I'm going to go back to her.
Okay.
Is that Sister Barra?
Yes.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Betty, are you there?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I might want to be a part of the thing. Go ahead, girl. All righty. It's been a while. Welcome, everyone. I didn't realize how the week went by. We haven't met since October 8th. Just to kind of recap where we left off at, we were on Chronicles 16. We should be on Chronicles 17 today. And we had Sister Beryl to play that for us. We had Sister Shirley doing an opening prayer. And we had Deacon Lowe doing a closing prayer. So just to kind of throw that out there, just kind of get us caught up on where we are. Let me see if anyone else joined. Where am I? Got a lot of tabs up here. But... here we go. Okay, no one else joined, so let's go ahead and listen to... Are you ready, Sister Vera?
Nope. Give me one second.
Okay. Girl, you go ahead. I'm not ready either to kind of do the summary. Okay, while she's getting ready, I'm going to go ahead and just kind of talk about what Chronicles 17 is about, and then she can play the recording for us. First Chronicles 17 is a testament of God's sovereignty, his divine will, and the unfolding of his grand plans. It reminds us of God's faithfulness and his ability to transform our desires into plans far exceeding our expectations. David's humility and gratefulness offer a profound lesson about receiving God's promises with grace, a message that continues to inspire us throughout, up to this day. All right. So whenever you're ready, Sister Vera, and if not, I can grab it from my phone if need be.
Give me a second. I'm sitting here.
Nathan the prophet, I dwell in an house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under curtains. Then Nathan said unto David, Do all that is in thine heart, for God is with thee. And it came to pass the same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell David my servant, Thus saith the Lord, Thou shalt not build me an house to dwell in. For I have not dwelt in an house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another. Wheresoever I have walked with all Israel, spake I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have ye not built me an house of cedars? Now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast walked, and have cut off all thine enemies from before thee, and have made thee a name like the name of the great men that are in the earth. Also I will ordain a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and they shall dwell in their place, and shall be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness waste them any more, as at the beginning. And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore, I tell thee that the Lord will build thee an house. And it shall come to pass, when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me an house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it from him that was before thee. But I will settle him in mine house, and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forevermore. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. And David the king came and sat before the Lord, and said, Who am I, O Lord God? And what is mine house, that thou hast brought me hitherto? And yet this was a small thing in thine eyes, O God, for thou hast also spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come, and hast regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree, O Lord God. What can David speak more to thee for the honor of thy servant, for thou knowest thy servant? O Lord, for thy servant's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all this greatness in making known all these great things. O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel, whom God went to redeem, to be his own people, to make thee a name of greatness and terribleness, by driving out nations from before thy people, whom thou hast redeemed out of Egypt. For the people of Israel didst thou make thine own people forever, and thou, Lord, becamest their God. Therefore, now, Lord, let the thing that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house be established forever, and do as thou hast said. Let it even be established that thy name may be magnified forever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel, even a God to Israel. And let the house of David thy servant be established before thee. For thou, O my God, hast told thy servant that thou wilt build him an house. Therefore thy servant hath found in his heart to pray before thee. And now, Lord, thou art God, and hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Now, therefore, let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may be before thee forever. For thou blessest, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever.
Amen.
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 Amen. All righty. Thank you for sharing that First Chronicles 17 with us, Sister Vera. We did have another caller join. Auntie Dot?
Yes,
Good evening. She might be talking to mute, but Auntie Doc, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm sorry. Okay, that's all right. All right. Well, just everyone welcome and glad to be in your midst on today. It's been quite a while. I was sharing with everyone else that I didn't realize it's almost been a month since we've been together. I'm sorry. I'm just getting some background noise. I'm trying to get for that. Okay. But let's just pick up where we left off. We just welcome to the Nellums Family Friends Weekly Prayer Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. We had Sister Shirley to do the opening prayer, but she is not here today. Do I have a volunteer or Mother says she will do it. Give me a second here.
Let us bow our head. Holy God, thank you for accepting our praise. Often through joyful song. Thank you for bringing us peace, joy, and rest through music. Dear Lord, I can't see. Dear Lord, open our heart that help us give more freely. As Jesus taught us to pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
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 Amen. And thank you for that impromptu prayer, Mother. We appreciate you stepping up. All righty. Our first worship song this evening is titled The Goodness of God by Israel Alton and New Breed. Oh. Do I have my thing? Hold on. I'm just so unprepared today.
Power on. Pairing. Connected. I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness God. Oh, all my life you have been faithful.
Today because of his goodness. Amen. I'll talk more about that. That was something I had selected to talk about for my round, but we're going to go ahead and start our Bible verse teaching round table. And as always, if you don't have anything to share today, just say pass. I would like to start off with Auntie Dot. Anything you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 to 17. After this, there before me was a great multitude that no one could count. For every nation, tribe, people, and language standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation beyond to our God, who sit on the throne and on the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the altar and the four living creatures. They fell down on their face before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen." Praise and glory and wisdom. Praise God and wisdom, and thank and honor the power and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders asked me, "These is white robes.
Who are they? And where did they come from? I answered, Sir, you know. And he said, these are they who had come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robe and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sit on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they be hungry, neither again will they be thirsty. The sun shall not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat, blowing heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will lead them to spring of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Revelation. Okay. Next I have Mother May. Any good news you would like to share with us?
Okay, I'm coming out of Matthew 7. The narrow and the wide gate. Our pastor spoke on this today, and it asked a question, and I think we all need to ask ourselves a question. Are we ready to go the narrow way, or are we going to straddle the fence with the broad way? So I just thought about he said that the broad way lead to destruction, and many will be on that broad road. But he said the narrow way is the way of life, and only a few will enter it. So I just thought that this is something that we all need to think about. Where are we on that wide road or the narrow road? That's all I have to say.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mother, for sharing that information out of Matthew 7. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of John, chapter 10, starting at verse 1 to 18. It's a very, very, I say unto you, he that enter not by the door into the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enter in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opened, and the sheep heard his voice, and he called his own sheep by their name, and he lead them out. And when he put forth his own sheep, he go before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. This several spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what thing that he was which he spoke unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that even come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd give his life for the sheep. But he that is an error are not of sheep, who own sheep are not, seeing the wolf coming, and he leaves the sheep, and he flees, and the wolf catches them, and scatters the sheep. His howler flees, because he is an hire, and cometh not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the other sheep I have which are not from this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down on myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that reading out of John 10. Next I have Sister Tawana. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Pass.
All righty. Auntie Carrie, any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there's many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And within, and whether I go, you know, and you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not either that goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and you has thou not known me? Philip, Lord have mercy, he that has seen me has seen the Father. And how thou sayest then, show me the Father? Believe thou not this, I am the Father, and the Father in me. The word that I speak unto you, I speak of not myself, but my Father that dwelleth in me. He dwelleth in the word. Believe me that I am the Father, and the Father in me, or else he believe in me, the very work's sake. Very, very, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I shall he do also, and greater work than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of John 14. Amen. I will go next, and I'm going to be reading out of Judges 10, 10 through 18. But before I start sharing that verse, just want to kind of give you where we are in the Bible on this. This is when Joshua had led the people into the promised land. And when Joshua died, they no longer had a leader. And instead of them focusing on God, as Joshua shared for, you know, as he stated, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Once again, the Israelites went astray. They went astray and started worshiping other gods, and now here they are again. So I'm going to start with Judges 10. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, "We have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God and also served Balaam." And the Lord said unto the children of Israel, "Did not I deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites, from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines? The Zidians also, and the Amalekites and the Maonites did oppress you, and you cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand. Yet you have forsaken me and served other gods. Wherefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto those gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation." And the children of Israel said unto the Lord, "We have sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever seems good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day." And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Then the children of Ammon were gathered together and encamped in Gilead. And the children of Israel assembled themselves together and encamped in Mizpah. And the people and princes of Gilead said one to another, "What man is he that will begin to fight against the children of Ammon? We shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." I just wanted to talk more about the goodness of God. I didn't realize that song was going to be right in line with this. You know, as God stated in these verses, how many times do I have to save you guys? You come to me and you cry out and I save you. But this was the one time, and this was a revelation for me, that God said, "No, I'm not going to do it." You know, are you sincere about coming to me about you have sinned? And it really kind of reflects a lot in reference to us looking at ourselves in the mirror and recognizing that we can't change anything or anybody or anyone or any circumstance until we're able to identify what we need to change. And then in order to do that, in this case, we need to be able to repent our sins. And we can't sit here and say, "I don't have any sins," because we know we are above the flesh and we're going to sin every day, even if it's just out of our mouth or our thoughts or whatever. And this is why we have to repent them and repent them to God, because we can't change it. Only he can change it for us. But we can identify what things we need to learn and be better at. So the heart of this passage to me is, unfortunately, it takes devastating events to bring people to their senses and to repentance. And our prayer should be that God would use whatever means is necessary to accomplish his works in people's lives. And we should stand ready so that when people are brought to their lowest point, we can point them to the God who forgives and delivers. But we have to first recognize within ourselves where we err, and then return to God and serve him so that he doesn't just, you know, God abhors sin. So he will definitely turn us away because, you know, he first wanted us to go through his son, Jesus. So all of these things, you know, you just think about it. Think of the story is about Israel, but utilize that Israel for that circumstance that you're dealing with. It's not Israel, but it's that circumstance. And we can keep crying to God, "Help me, God," every time we get in trouble. But what are we doing when we're not in trouble? And what if we have to be consistent and show action to God that we are serving him and not others or things? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Righty. Next I have Deacon Lowe. Only good news you have to share with us.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll be coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, verse 4 through 10. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling spring. In the hunt where jackals once lay, grass and weeds and poppies will grow. And the highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get up on it. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Man, thank you for that reading, Hubert Deacon Lowe, out of Isaiah 35. And next we have Sister Vera. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Okay.
All righty, then that completes our first round. So that leads us to the sick and shut in list. And I just, before we go through that, I just want to know if there's anyone we want to add to the list or anyone we want to remove from the list. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and do the sick and shut in prayer. The Father God, we lift up all those, including our immediate families and friends, who are facing illness today. Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Kelvion Pickney, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellum, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dodd, Vera, Kiara, Malachi, Tawana, Carrie and Willie Cody, Travis Nellums, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian and Afia Tompkins, Tremar, Nasir Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family and friends, including Marianne Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe. Family of Auntie Janet Williams, Erica, Jessica, and Robert Tompkins, William Flowers and the Patton family, Jackie, Auntie Martha, the Moore family, Kenneth Jacobs, and Jayla Miller. Almighty Father, we just thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We pray that our discomfort will turn to comfort, our pains to gains, our deprivation to more blessings, our losses to profits, our tears to smiles, our sorrows to pleasures, our illnesses to wellness, and our debt to credit, and our dreams to reality. As the scripture said, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. And he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. So, Father God, we trust in you and in you alone to heal us with any form of skepticism towards blessings that you will be employed upon us. We trust you, Lord, that this agony and suffering that is only in our head will come to an end and position will shine upon us as we read, hear, study, and preach the truth in the Bible. Father God, we just thank you for what you do in our lives each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, well, well. Let's get to this birthday list. We missed quite a few after we didn't meet these past few weeks, so I am going to recap all the birthdays that we missed. If I miss anybody, please keep me honest.
I'm going to start off with on October the 13th, we had Amira. On October the 14th, we had Michael Varner. Mm-hmm. On October the 15th, we had Gary and Freddie Williams Jr.
Mm-hmm.
On October the 17th, we had Monica. On October the 18th, we had Tony. October the 19th, I have Tony's grandson.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah.
What's his name, guys? What's his name? Let me say, I got you them things.
Michael?
Michael, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you must have me new.
I did. I'm so sorry. I did. I just did that. Okay. Okay, on the 19th, we had Micah. And then on the 21st, our very own Auntie Dot, happy birthday. Yay.
Yay.
And then, yay, happy birthday. And then on the 22nd, I have Nick. I'm assuming Auntie Betty,
yes.
That's your grandson, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then on the 24th, I have Walter Williams. That was one of Auntie Janet's grandkids. And then on the 27th, I have Janet Rodriguez. That was one of Janet's granddaughters. Wow, that was a list. Did I miss anyone? Huh?
November.
She in October. Hey, I'm just looking on my scribble here. This is why we missed. Okay. So let's go on to my next page for November. And we had our very own Auntie Betty. Happy birthday.
Yay.
Yay.
And for...
Let's do that out your mouth.
Yeah. On tomorrow, we have a Rosalind Jenkins on the 6th. We have, I can't read my, somebody on November the 4th. Start with the M. Lord, I can't read my writing. It looks like Marjorie maybe or something. Waleen, what, Mama? Can you hear me? Waleen's daughter's birthday was today. What's her name?
Chelsea.
I got Chelsea. Yeah. Chelsea, granddaughter. Chelsea on the 5th. I got her. I had her on the 15th. And then there's a Stanley on the 5th.
Then you have May granddaughter. Sharita was yesterday, wasn't it? What her name?
Morgan.
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 Yeah, Morgan.
On the 5th?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I don't have Loretta. I didn't have her on the list. Okay. okay, I've added Morgan. Wow. You know what I think we all should do with all these birthdays? I think we all should sing happy birthday together.
Okay. Angela.
Yes, ma'am.
Angela, do you have the Mario down for the 10th?
I do have them down. Oh, I got to go through the whole week, don't I? I do. I read it and I said, well, it's next week. Mario on the 10th. Keep me honest. That's what you guys are all here for. And did I have any more? I looked at his name and then I said, oh, that's next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. That's the only one for this week, additional one for this week. So I'm going to say 1, 2, ready to go, and we all sing happy birthday, and let's do the, I can't even think of his name, Stevie Wonder version.
All right, one, two, ready, go.
Happy birthday to you.
Testimony, a poem, or song, or a praise report, or you can share another verse if you like, or you can just say pass. So I'm going to start off with Auntie Betty.
I have a praise report. My tear surprised me on Saturday with a surprise birthday. And I really was, but it was turning out so nice. They decorate my house. My house was so pretty. I didn't want them to take the decoration down.
Oh,
everything went really, really, really nice.
Beautiful. Auntie Betty, yes. How old are you? 87. Mm, 87. Okay. happy birthday. That's beautiful.
Thank you. And I want to thank everyone that called and wish me happy birthday. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All righty. Thanks for that. Next, we have Sister Tawana. Any good news or praise?
I pass.
Okay. I see Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. Deacon Lowe.
Yes. Last week I had a little problem with some pain in my chest, and I had to go to the doctor, and I stayed at about 9.5 hours. They ran all the tests, and I had a follow-up of Wednesday. And as far as they know, they didn't find anything that was blocked or out of place as of now, but they're going to follow up with some more tests throughout this month and next month. Well, I was saying I'd like to thank all you all for your concerns and your prayers. You know, God is good. God is so good to us. I'd like to thank all of you all again. And you all have a blessed month. Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing that. Be cool. All righty. Mother May. Sister
Baron. I pass.
Okay. Auntie Dot.
I'm just going to read John chapter 1, couple verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men do him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness to that light. that was the true light, which lightened every man that comes into the world. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. And then I will go live, and basically I'm just going to sum it up back again to the goodness of the Lord. Sitting there with Deacon Lowe at the hospital last Sunday, it's rather scary, you know, but
yes.
These things do happen. They happen, and you have to go to the Lord. But I just have to share a couple of things prior to that is, Mom and Hubert, I keep trying to tell them, let's change our diet, let's change our diet. They go to the store, they buy the same old food, cook the same old food. And I just kind of stopped eating for a couple of weeks, and I kept trying to tell them I wasn't going to keep eating all that food. So, you know, this kind of goes back to what I was saying, how it takes a circumstance for us to make a change in our lives. So after this has occurred with Hubert the other day, man, we've been eating vegetables, baked food, and I've been joining back with them eating because I want to eat healthy too. And but, you know, it's the simple little things that we don't think we need the Lord for, but we actually do. I'm sorry, I didn't mute that. And so just thinking about that, we're going to continue to eat more healthy. And hopefully that will help us a lot in our energy levels, in our diet as well, and just overall health. So just wanted to share that, again, the goodness of the Lord, just how to apply some of the things that he's already laid out for us. We just need to be obedient and follow it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, and I just thank the Lord for him still being here today because that was a scary moment. All righty, so that leads us into next week, November the 12th, and let's find parts for those that are willing to volunteer. We have the reading of First Chronicle 18. Do I have a volunteer to read or play that? Uh-oh, wait a minute. I got some people muted because there was some background noise. I apologize. Hold on. Okay, sorry about that. Do I have... Oh, Sean, I just now got your message. Do I have... anyone to do First Chronicles 18 for this week?
Auntie Dot.
Okay. And then the opening prayer?
Auntie Care.
Sick and shut in?
I'll try it.
This is the bearer? Okay. Yes. I'll help you. I'll read the names, and then you can say the prayer, okay?
Okay.
And then the closing prayer?
I do it.
Who was that, Auntie Dot?
Mm-mm. Tawana.
Tawana.
Oh, Lord, y'all sound alike.
You forgot they were all daughter.
I know. And we try not to be like our mama. We end up like being just like them. Amen. All righty. Well, then let's go ahead to our last worship song. The title is going to be The Heart of the Father by Ryan Ellis. Then after that, we'll have Deacon Lowe come and do the closing prayer for us, and then we will dismiss. So let me pull up the song. And I'm sorry, Bear, I just now saw your text.
Just what you want to be.
Sorry.
never known a love like yours. Mm-hmm. So intimate, so powerful. And I've tasted, I've seen, and nothing comes close. I've never known a love like yours.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, your name is power. Breath and living water. And your spirit guides me to the heart of the Father. Let your blessing ring louder every day and every hour. Cause your spirit guides me to the heart of the Father. I've never felt at home like this, just like a child so innocent. And I'm safe inside your arms, cause you won't let go. I've never known a love like yours, oh, oh, oh. Jesus, your name is power, your breath and living water, and your spirit guides me to the heart of the Father. Let your breath sing louder every day, every hour. Should your spirit guide me to the heart of the Father. Praise God, we sing praise. God, we sing praise. We sing praise. We sing praise. We sing praise.
Goodness of God was. I just chose two songs I like to hear, but it's just such a reiteration of his goodness and just how he can orchestrate that in our lives. I'm just so pleased.
Amen.
Amen.
And I apologize for there was a call that came in for me. I called them back because we were more important.
Okay.
All right, so, before we go into the closing prayer, I just want to give everyone one last chance. If there is anything else that we may have forgot to say today that we want to acknowledge before we move into the closing. Looks like we have someone, Jen. Uh-huh. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Mm. I was just letting everybody know Kira started school last week, and she's doing well in school.
From what school? I thought she graduated, right?
She's in college. She's doing nursing school,
okay.
Pre-med, whatever
okay,
it is.
You left out that big important part. She started college, not in school.
I thought I said it the last time we had it.
Girl, I can't remember no last. Well, that's beautiful. That is awesome. Good to hear that they're doing good and doing well and adjusting. Thank God. Anyone else? I do see that a caller joined. The phone number ends in 2259. Are you just a listener?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I did. I did. Hello.
Yes, you may speak. It's always a little delayed, but you may speak.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm new to this call-in, so I'm not really sure what, you know, what you guys do on this call.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I was kind of like looking for prayer. I'm feeling like there's a couple missing connections in my life right now, and I just work so hard to just get to where I'm at, and you know, it's like I'm always just tugging and tugging. Like there's missing pieces still, and it's kind of like looking for like a prayer group or you know something of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, and your name is?
My name is Kelly.
Kelly. Hi, Kelly. My name is Angela. This call is, we're just family and friends that we get together. We live in Georgia and Arizona. We just get together every Sunday at 8 p.m. and just share Bible verses, share praises, report. We do songs and just kind of talk through some things that we may be dealing with, you know, throughout our week. And we, as I said, we meet every Sunday at 8. You are very welcome to join us if you would like. It's very open and scripted. One of the things as the leader of the call that I would like to get into that I wanted to share with the group is that we may get into doing a Bible study every once in a while, a specific study group. And one of the ones that I'm thinking about is winning the battle of worry, which I think that's very prevalent in our lives today. So if you would like to participate, you're welcome to join this line on Sundays at 8.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for joining tonight. I don't know how long you've been on, but we do for about an hour, and we're just a little bit over an hour, but we get ready to close at this time. Was there anything you would like to say before we close?
No. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you join again.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Okay, Deacon Lowe, you can go ahead and close us out in prayer.
Santa goes to pick up his favorite cookie, but also to see.
Who am I, O servant Lord, and what is my family that you have brought us this far? And as if this were not enough in your sight, O servant Lord, you have also spoken about the future of the house of your servant. Is this your usual way of dealing with man, O servant Lord? What more can I say to you? For you know your servant, O servant Lord. For the sake of your words and according to your will, you have done this great thing and made it known to your servants. How great you are, O servant Lord. There is no one like you.
There is no one like God but you, as we have heard with our own ears. And who is like our people? Who is like your people, Israel, that one nation on earth that God went out to redeem as a people for himself and to make a name for himself and to perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations and their gods from before your people, whom you redeemed from Egypt. You have established your people Israel as your very own forever. And you, O Lord, have become their God. And now, Lord God, keep forever the promise you have made concerning your servant and his house. Amen.
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 All righty. Well, that concludes our call for this evening. Once again, we just thank everyone for just being obedient and coming together and praying and worshiping and supporting. Again, we don't require anything. We just appreciate your presence and your participation in being here. So let's just continue to look forward to the Lord for our salvation. And believe that by grace he will deliver us. In Jesus' name, everyone, good night and have a wonderful week.
Good night.
And the same to you all.
Night.
Love you all.
Good night.
Bye.
I didn't notice when she was going. I could have looked at the screen. She probably just searched on there and saw the title, and just like I do when I'm on YouTube, she probably was just searching on there. You probably hang up your phone.